I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Leslie Goldberg of The Hollywood Reporter. And Leslie, I know you've been super busy. You cover TV. The upfronts are underway in New York. This is obviously when the broadcast networks hold their giant meetings for advertisers. They pitch their fall seasons. As much as $9 billion worth of business is done. But we're thinking it may not be $9 billion worth this year because this model is really under challenge. And I don't know, Leslie, it feels to me like it's starting to make itself felt.
Absolutely. One of the big themes that we've seen this season in a lot of these presentations is instead of these networks kind of sniping at each other, which they are still doing to some extent, but they're really going after digital. Multiple presentations have focused on ads that have been misplaced, opposite stories that just do not go with what the placement is.
Or naked people, things that you don't want your ad next to.
CBS spotlighted an ad for a cruise liner that was next to a story about a sunken cruise liner.
So they're saying you're safe with us and we are still big tent, even though, you know, they don't want to talk about ratings so much as they used to.
No, not at all. I mean, the old running joke was everyone used to tout, we're number one in some kind of crazy, insane demo. CBS, of course, stuck with that, which is fine because that's accurate for them. But at the same time, we're not seeing that. You know, we're not getting the social media buzz as much as we used to. We're not getting the, you know, number one, you know, in demo of women who have cats, you know, these made up metrics. Instead, we're getting the spiel that broadcast is still the place to be if you're an advertiser versus Facebook or some of these other digital platforms.
Yes. And even within the network business, it's not as though the overnight ratings or even the ratings plus a few days when people watch what they've recorded, that isn't really so much what's driving the business anymore, right? That tail is not the one that wags the dog.
Not anymore, no. I mean, Les Moonves at CBS this morning said basically that this may be the first year that revenue from these programs is not driven from advertising, that it's all coming from secondary windows, digital, stacking rights.
Meaning you were selling it to other outlets, like streaming or reruns and syndication, whatever.
Exactly.
Overseas.
The Netflix deals, the stacking rights to your show, whether it be on a network-affiliated platform like CBS All Access or beyond.
So let's talk quickly about stuff that we might want to watch. I'm really struck, I have to say, in the short time we have left, that ABC is bringing back a Roseanne reunion, which I as a fan of the show, I know neither one of us is sure that was what we want with the original cast. And Will and Grace, they did a whole song and dance number. They are coming back and doing a season for NBC. And American Idol going back to ABC.
With Katy Perry, no less.
With Katy Perry. So it's like, is there any show that's original that you're looking forward to seeing?
There's a couple. I mean, but these may be just in my wheelhouse. But Rise on NBC, which is from the Kleenex King, Jason Kadams of Parenthood and Friday Night Lights fame. It's a musical drama set in a high school drama department with Josh Radnor and the breakout star from Moana. And then over on ABC, there's a comedy about a young aspiring rapper who decides to run for mayor and actually wins. And there's, of course, musical components. The show is exec produced by Hamilton's Daveed Diggs. Leah Michelle co-stars. I mean, both of those have good chances.
That sounds original, yeah. And then, of course, CBS is going to go back to the Big Bang Theory well. That one's sort of winding down with a spinoff with a 9-year-old Sheldon. Is that what it is, a 9-year-old Sheldon?
It focuses on Sheldon at age 9 as he enters high school. Jim Parsons, who, of course, has won multiple Emmys for his role as Sheldon, provides the voice of the narrator and executive produces the comedy along with Big Bang Theory showrunner Steve Malero and creator Chuck Lorre. Big bets.
Big bets. That's Leslie Goldberg, TV news editor at The Hollywood Reporter. She joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.